Okay, well, it's 11:05, so I think maybe I'll get started. Thanks for coming and to the town hall. I just wanted to give an update to those who desire it as to what's going on in Perch and anticipation of what's coming in the future. So I know from the last town hall that we had, we discussed that the bankruptcy code allows a priority for deposits made on account of personal or family household products. And there was a notice filed on the court's docket, and it's also on both websites to amend your claim to provide, if it applies to you, to assert that priority status, because I'm getting ready to do a notice of intent to be able to pay those. So I'm relatively certain that there are funds sufficient to pay pay those claims, as well as any remaining employee claims, which are also priority claims to a certain extent. So I'm going to be reviewing. I'm going to start my review very shortly here on the all of the claims filed in the case, of which there are several hundred. My intention would be by the end of June to file a notice of intent to distribute the priority claims to to those that have filed claims in that way. So. Just another reminder that if you do, are you ent if you are entitled to that priority status, please make sure you get that claim on file within the next 30 days, so that I can include you, or preferably the next 7 to 10 days, if you could, so I can include you in that notice of intent. So that's kind of the main thing that I wanted to focus on, to just let you know the timing of that notice. Because, like I said, we plan to file that the end of June. A couple other things that are going on. I am about to retain a firm to further investigate and to basically lock down any potential right of action against the principals that both that would be covered by the D&O insurance that Perch had, which is a $5 million policy, or and/or any individual liability that they may have. So you will be likely be seeing in the near future an ex parte application to employ a firm to do that analysis on a fixed fee. And in the event that there is a that there is a basis for recovery under the insurance policy, then I would be retaining likely that firm as well to pursue those claims. So that it's a fairly intensive analysis that they're going to do of emails and the like of what actually went on there, with the idea of to hopefully find personal benefit. I mean, not that you hope to find that, but in order to recover from the insurance policies, we would be looking for personal benefit that the principals received out of the Perch assets. And so that is on the short list as well, to get that analysis done to figure out if we do have a claim against the insurance, or if there's any other way to recover from the principals. And along with that, we are doing a what they call a forensic analysis, which is basically an analysis of all of the financial side of the company to determine whether there are any clawback actions to take. Clawbacks are a right that's contained that I have contained in the bankruptcy code to recover from certain creditors for either transfers that were made without sufficient consideration or for payments that were made within, you know, a certain period of time that basically preferred those creditors over others. So that is a fairly extensive analysis as well. It's being done by the accountants that I retained in this case. And I'm hoping to get that underway as well so that we can get those demands out for to have that money come back in. And that's basically where we are in the case. I think there will be a likely be fee request going in around the same time as the notice of intent to distribute to the priority claimants, so that I can be kind of caught up and know that I've got everybody paid in order. And then we will be focusing on the litigation assets, which can take some time. I mean, of course, we're amenable to resolving them by stipulations or settlement, but in some cases it may require litigation in bankruptcy court in order to recover those sums. So I'm here to answer any questions that any of you may have, or if there's anything further that you are not sure about, or if you have any other comments, I will give the floor to all of you.
If I'm understanding correctly, you'll notify that the distributions will go out kind of end of June, so those distributions would go out probably sometime in July. Is that what that, like, we'd check on our mail in July kind of thing?
Right. The notice of intent has a is ends up being mailed out by the court, and it has a I believe it's now a 3-week opposition deadline. I'm not anticipating that there will be any. I mean, we did receive when the notice got posted by the Official Creditors Committee Council on the docket, I did receive some notifications from some attorneys that are representing employees that they would object unless, of course, their claims were taken care of, because the employees actually have up to a certain extent, they have a higher level of priority than the deposit people. So, but we're going to take care of that because we're noticing them all. There may be, it may get held up because we're looking at some of the assertions that have been made by the employees are that they're entitled to WARN Act claims or funds because the company did not give the, I believe it's 60 days notice and pay of the employees before they were terminated. We're looking into the principals have claimed that there is an exception to the WARN Act that applies to this circumstance because, you know, they were actively looking for financing and not anticipating the crash when they terminated the and basically had to terminate. So we're looking into that to see if that's
WARN Act, you know, this discrepancy of whether they're entitled to WARN Act, is that they would just get 60 days of pay, or is there some damages, like they can get $10 million or something? I mean, is it something crazy or?
Well, I don't believe, WARN Act is pretty new, and it's the effect on a bankruptcy is also is newer. I'm not seeing anything in the code that would expand the priority claim of the employee. So more people may have priority claims as employees if the WARN Act is found to apply, but they're still going to be limited to the priority section. So it's not going to be millions; it's thousands.
Sure.
I would have to look at my code to see what that current thousand is. I guess I'm not sure if it goes up with the if it changes every April. We just had a change go through, so I don't want to give you the wrong number, but it's I believe it's in the teens. Do you happen to recall, Jake, of what that claim is? I want to say it's 15,000-18,000, something like that, per claimant, but I could be off.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I think it would, even if the number did change this past April, it probably would be calculated as of the petition date.
Right.
So I think the old number would still govern here.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So we don't know if it applies at all. If it does, I would assume that it's limited. Limited as far as their priority claim, it's limited, so it would not come ahead of their priority claim would come ahead of deposit claimants, but only to the extent of the limitation in the code, not the full any full claim if it was more, and that would just be any full claim, just like the balance of the deposit claims would be an unsecured claim. So more to come on that once I look at the claims and see how many are there, and the, frankly, the notice may prompt some more, because there's probably an employee network of people that maybe haven't filed claims or haven't seen the notice or, whatever. So but that's what, that's why we do those notices, to make sure that we can get everybody paid that has the entitlement to a priority claim. And I'm not anticipating that it's going to deplete the funds that I have on hand. I think it appears that there would be plenty to pay. So I think that we'll be okay regardless of what they are, but I'm not sure of the number yet. So once we get all those claims in, then I'll be able to address that better, and we would either possibly do an amended notice or if there's additional claimants that come in.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, you send a notice, which the notice is, then anyone who wants to react to that can, we'll see who does and then go from there. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm gonna list the claimants and the amount that I'm gonna pay, so it'll be very clear if you're on that list or not. And so you'll be able to just check the notice, and if you're not on for some reason, then I guess it's possible I missed your claim or you didn't amend it
Along those lines, I know my wife, she's kind of been dealing with that. I know she reached out a couple times, I think, both to maybe you, Jake, or whatever email is on the website. We never heard back. I know she contacted the clerk of the court, but they couldn't advise. And for some, I don't know. So we're just trying to make sure that our claim was put in properly. So I'm not sure if that email is working or not. I think she said she emailed three times and never heard back. So,
What's the name on that again?
Krista Moore. Krista. Moore.
I don't recall getting an email from Krista Moore, but I can certainly check through. The email that's have you visited the creditor committee website?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So who did you? Do you know who the email went to?
I can try and check now.
I can check mine. It's possible. It's possible it got missed, but
Christopher.Celentino@Dinsmore. I don't know if that's the right email or not.
Okay. I'll check with Chris. But if you want mine, I'll give it to you. You can take it down right now.
Yeah, that'd be great. Give me one.
Yeah, and then you can just send stuff directly to me, and I'll respond.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's Jacob, Jacob. Dot Bothamley, just like my name on the screen.
Okay.
At Dinsmore, DINSMORE .com.
All right.
Yeah. Great. So shoot me an email, and I'll respond to you.
Okay.
Cool.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay, anything else from anybody? Looks like we kind of lost one, but Michelle, did you have any other comments or questions? I can't, we're not hearing you, so I guess that's a no.
Yeah, my questions had to do with I know we I was on some of those emails with the Employees Council. So I just had a couple of questions on how that's going, but you answered that already. So
Okay.
yeah, so that was the only thing that I had on my list to follow up with you on. And so unless anybody has anything else.
Okay, then we'll close this out and appreciate you guys coming on board
Yeah.
and hopefully we can continue. We'll have another one of these in maybe 2, 3 months to get a status on what is occurring.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for all the communication and all the work on this.
Yeah, of course. All
Absolutely.
right, you're very welcome. And thanks for appreciating it. All
Yeah.
right, have a good day.
Okay, bye
Okay.
everybody.
Bye.